Let's start off with football. History will repeat itself when Bafana Bafana face co-hosts Mexico at the 2026 FIFA World Cup. Now, the fixture falls on the anniversary of the 2010 curtain raiser when South Africa opened their home World Cup with a 1-1 draw against Mexico in Johannesburg. Now, Bafana have been drawn in Group A alongside Mexico, South Korea, and the winner of Playoff D to be decided between Czech Republic or Ireland and Denmark or North Macedonia. Elsewhere, defending champions Argentina were grouped with Algeria, Austria, and first-timers Jordan, while 2022 semi-finalists Morocco were paired up with Brazil, Scotland, and Haiti. Over to cricket now. The Proteas women got their T20 series against Ireland off to a blistering start in Cape Town yesterday, thrashing the visitors by 105 runs to lead the series 1-0. Laura Volvard blasted a career best, knocking an unbeaten 115 of just 56 in a record 176-run stand with Sine Lys. Now, Lys shone with an all-round performance, adding a bowling display of 4-4-22 to help steer her side to the clinical victory. Now, Lys says they play any team with the same energy.
I think for myself, when I walk out to bat, I'm as nervous when I play Australia as when I play Ireland. I don't think it's a team you can take lightly. I think they have world-class players as well. I think we've been in a couple of World Cup finals, and I think just play like that. Don't want anyone coming to our backyard competing with us. I think we really want to put our foot to the metal and, you know, just give them a run for their money and put on good performances.
Shifting to Formula One to end off things, Lando Norris insists he's not feeling any pressure going into qualifying for the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix later. Now, the Brit will win his first F1 world title if he finishes third or higher in tomorrow's race. Max Verstappen and Oscar Piastri could take advantage of any slip-up to lift the trophy. Norris says he's trying to stay relaxed.
And of course, I have the most to lose because I am the one at the top and I'll do my best to stay there. I also feel like I have the mentality of I have nothing to lose because it's just a race for a championship. But I'll do my best I can, and if it happens, great. If it doesn't, then I'll try again next year.
Right, that's it for now for the East Coast Radio Sports Team. I'm Faida Crouch. KZN's number one hit music station, East Coast Radio. My baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me